K-State Nation, what's happening, y'all? The end of the work week, the Purple Project Podcast Daily, back on airwaves here on August 13th, 2021, on early rainy evening here in the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III for the Purple Project Podcast here, and on this edition for you guys today is we're talking soccer here. Soccer will officially kicked off action, even though it's not regular season play just yet. First of two exhibition matches, and K-State came out victorious in a 2-1 game against South Dakota State last night, led by a young freshman Ada Anderson, responsible for scoring both goals after trailing South Dakota State for pretty much most of the game. Anderson coming up huge there, of course, scoring, tying the match around the 79th minute of the match. And then, of course, later on, a few minutes later, it was an open net situation there, and Anderson basically knocked it down to seal the deal. Exhibition match there, 2-1 there in the game up there last night against South Dakota State. Mike DeBeanie's comments of this game last night, he said, quote, "It was always good to get out and get everybody an opportunity to showcase their abilities." And then he goes on and says, quote, "I felt like in the first half it was a combination of nerves, getting used to the surface and getting the jitters out a little bit. We found some rhythm once the game settled. The second half of the match, when we actually took control of the match and did a nice job of playing to our skill sets and playing to our attacking style, it showed as we had a lot of opportunities in the game." And then he comes on, continues, "We're going to continue this. We converted on two set pieces that we've been working on. Everybody contributed when they came on and off the bench and changed the game at different moments. It was a fun match to be involved in and play against a really good team. That's always in contention for an NCAA appearance. We showed a lot of character," end quote, as well. So, again, around the 80th minute, K-State trailed literally for most of the game there. Another freshman, Riley Baker, there, set it all up there. She was penalized on, and then Anderson converted the penalty kick there to tie the game. And then again, 30 seconds later, Baker put some moves on the South Dakota State defense there. And then again, Anderson basically was right there in the right spot at the right time, knocked it in the goal to seal the come from behind victory in exhibition game part number one there for the K-State soccer team. Again, 2-1 winners in the exhibition matchup for the Mike DeBeanie squad exhibition game last night against the South Dakota State. Now, again, I don't know who their mascot is, but that doesn't really matter at this moment in time. Yes, it is Friday, so we're going to roll the punches here on Triple P. K-State will be coming back here to finish up preseason play, if you will, this Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, at Buster Family Park. And they're going to be hosting Wyoming, the Cowboys of Wyoming, Sunday afternoon for their last preparation matchup before their regular season begins next week there as well. So K-State soccer winners in their exhibition match there as well. I came across some football news there. Yes, sir. I'm going to also go ahead and roll this on as well here on Triple P. Noah Johnson and Skylar Thompson have been added to the Senior Bowl watch list. Skylar Thompson already added. His name's been on plenty of watch lists in this summer, this preseason, and like we've been talking about throughout the summer, we're very anxious to see Skylar Thompson back on the football field in a couple of weeks in a New Jersey number 7 against Stanford. The kickoff, All-State kickoff showdown countdown continues there in Arlington, Texas. September 4th. FS1 has coverage of that as well. Noah Johnson, of course, the anchor of a pretty damn good offensive line coming back. So definitely this guy has to be a lot of at least some high expectations on the offensive side of the ball with the weapons they have. And of course, it all starts, you know, it starts up front, and they're going to have to do a better job. I mean, they're going to have to do a better job of protecting Skyler or Will Howard or whoever's back there at that moment of time. Obviously, we've talked about Will Howard on the show as well. So, again, Skyler Thompson is on another watch list, and Noah Johnson, the senior watch bowl watch list here for Chris Clemens' class here, who continue to prepare themselves for their matchup with the Stanford Cardinal literally in a couple of weeks. Cannot wait for that. And we will be, me and my co-host Alex Aiden, will be focusing our attention on linebackers and secondary. We've been talking about them quite a bit last week on the weekly edition of the show. Again, if you missed out on that, it's out now for your listening pleasures wherever you download your podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcast, Audio Boom, and more. The Pro Project Podcast, baby, it has officially started, even though it's not the regular season yet. K-State soccer getting a win, the dub over South Dakota State last night, 2-1. I'm going to end things there, right there, folks. Eddie Greer III, appreciate you guys. Again, I'm going to try to do this, getting adjusted with my new position and scheduling at work. So I'm definitely going to try to do this every day. There's definitely a lot of content out there, and this is why I wanted to start the K-State podcast, because I know there's much more than football, and this is a perfect example of that. K-State soccer getting a big win up in South Dakota last night. 2-1 there. Come from behind victory led by Ada Anderson, the young freshman, getting it done there for the Mike DeBeni squad. K-State Nation, buckle up, folks. This is hopefully should be a good fall season, because we need it. That's for sure. We need it. We're going to be discussing a lot more, of course, during the ongoing season as it continues to rain here in Manhattan, Kansas. After Corners Podcast, Eddie Greer III, the Purple Project Podcast Daily, wraps up for this edition on this Friday, August 3rd, 2021. Go Cats! And we'll talk to you on the next episode of Triple P.